This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Presidents of France, Russia, and the United States called on Thursday for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces around Nagorno-Karabakh. But Turkey's president said the three big powers should have no role in the peace moves. They called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between the relevant military forces in the heaviest clashes since the 1990s. France, Russia, and the United States are co-chairs of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Minsk Group, set up to mediate in the decades-old conflict over the mountainous enclave in the South Caucasus. But in a speech to Turkey's parliament just before the three countries' statement, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he opposed their involvement. Dozens of people have been reported killed and hundreds wounded since Sunday in fighting that has renewed concern about stability in the South Caucasus, a corridor for pipelines carrying oil and gas to world markets. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is recovering in Germany after being poisoned in Russia by a nerve agent, has accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of being behind the attack. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Navalny's supporters have frequently maintained that such an attack could have only been ordered at the top levels, though the Kremlin has denied any involvement in it. Navalny, a politician and corruption investigator, who's Putin's fiercest critic, spent 32 days in a hospital, 24 of them in intensive care, before doctors deemed his condition had improved sufficiently for him to be discharged. In his first interview since the attack, he told Germany's Der Spiegel magazine that in his mind, Putin was behind the attack. I'm Zaria Shakili.
This is VOA News. Lebanon and Israel have agreed to a framework for talks on their disputed border. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
Lebanon's parliament speaker, Nabih Berri, said on Thursday the talks would be held under the auspices of the United Nations. Washington, which has been mediating to bring the two foes to the negotiating table, welcomed the agreement. Crucially, one of the disputed maritime areas is on the edge of energy-rich waters, and Lebanon's economy desperately needs a boost. It's close to collapse because of a mountain of debt and decades of mismanagement and corruption compounded by the devastating port blast in August in Beirut. Border tensions flare sporadically over a wall Israel is building along the blue line and the growing arsenal of Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah group, which Israel sees as the biggest threat on its frontier.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Two of the largest airlines in the United States, American and United, have begun furloughing thousands of workers because of the impact of the coronavirus. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
American Airlines and United say they'll begin to furlough 32,000 employees since lawmakers in the White House failed to agree on a broad pandemic relief package that would include more federal aid for airlines. American Airlines flight attendant Allie Malis says she's still hoping for a breakthrough in negotiations for airline payroll protection.
Just stabilize our jobs, maintain our health care. And we don't know what's going to happen next.
Flight attendant CWA Union President Sarah Nelson.
To keep people in this state of worry and uncertainty is just cruel.
American Airlines says if Washington does come up with a deal in the next several days, the company would reverse the furloughs. U.S. air travel remains down nearly 70% from a year ago because of the new coronavirus. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Large groups of Central American migrants heading to the United States from Honduras barged past armed Guatemalan security troops to force their way into Guatemala Thursday. The caravan is the biggest since the coronavirus pandemic hit Central America in March, shutting off travel as well as triggering a rise in unemployment and poverty. It comes just a month before the U.S. presidential election. Republican President Donald Trump has made cracking down on illegal immigration a key part of his platform. The number of Americans filing new claims for jobless benefits fell last week but remained at recession levels. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits decreased 36,000 to a seasonally adjusted 837,000 for the week ending September 26th. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.